Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, on this great Sunday morning, live coast to coast. Got a dandy of a show, so much to cover. But before we get into some of our rundowns of all the sports coverage going on, including the second week of the PGA Tour playoffs, we've got a great segment yet again from Paxton Quigley with Cannabis Healing. Paxton, how you doing?
Well, good. Hello, Adam. And hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. Today, our guest is from an organization called the American Cannabis Nurses Association, and it's been around since 2006. Its goal, and I quote, is to represent and support the emerging field of medical cannabis therapeutics and how the medical profession can and should interact with this new field. That's quite revolutionary, I might say. And this organization is recognized throughout the country. It provides scientific and educational training, as well as opportunities to nurses who work in the so-called expanding field of medical cannabis. So I'd like to introduce our guest today. She is the president of the American Cannabis Nurses Association, Carrie Clark, PhD. Ms. Clark, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, well, we've got lots of questions to ask you. And I think what we'd like to find out about is, what was the idea for starting Cannabis Nurses Association? And how did this all come about?
Well, you know, I think it was really a grassroots movement that did start to become really conceived in around 2006. There were some cannabis nurses at a what's called Patients Out of Time Clinical Cannabis Conference. And it took a few years, but from there it sort of evolved so that finally in 2010, the organization was recognized as a nonprofit in Oregon. 2015, we were able to apply and were granted tax-exempt status as a 501c3. Our real mission is focused on education. So we want to advance excellence in cannabis nursing and practice. And we do that through advocacy, collaboration, education, research, and policy development.
And how many members are there now?
We have about 700 members that are active, and they're all across the United States. And actually, a good portion of our members are students. They may be pursuing an advanced degree and already be RNs, or they may be pre-licensure and not yet registered nurses. So we're hoping to also see that membership grow.
Now, do you actually give nurses classes or seminars and how to recommend, to patients to try medical cannabis? How does this all work?
So, well, nurses can always educate patients and they can always coach patients. We do have a 12-module class that they can find on our website, which is cannabisnurses.org, and we developed that class in combination with the Medical Cannabis Institute, TMCI. And so that's how a lot of nurses get started, just to get some real basics on how our own bodies make our own endocannabinoids, how when we become deficient in those, we may need supplementation, and just to really get some of the physiology background. And then, of course, medicinal cannabis is different in every state. So patients are using it regardless of the legality in their state, but nurses need to practice within the regulations within their state and within the standard and scope of nursing practice. That's something really important for nurses to consider so that they can be protective of their license and not run into issues.
Now, what kind of reaction or even roadblocks are you getting from the AMA, the American Medical Association, the Nurses Association, as well as the hospitals?
So I don't think we're, you know, the organization itself, we're not really, we're actually seeing that we're more accepted. So, for instance, I presented at the Oncology Nursing Society National Congress in 2017. They sent me out to a bunch of regional conferences, and then I get calls all the time from small groups of oncology nurses to come and talk to them and give them really the basic information that they need to work with their patients. American Holistic Nurses Association had us three members of our board do a plenary session for the entire conference that they had this last spring, and we were invited to join the national organization. It's called NOA, National Nurses Organization Alliance. That's what it stands for. And so we're really making better connections with other nursing organizations because cannabis nursing really crosses all of those specialty areas. So, you know, a hospice nurse might be interested in how she could help her patients with their use of cannabis for palliation, as an oncology nurse might, and so on. So I think we're really making some great inroads there. For nurses in general, you know, my main recommendation when working with cannabis patients is to really focus on education. So we can always educate patients and we can also coach them. But if we stay within the realm of education and supporting patients, we're generally okay with our practice.
Now, let's say you have a patient, and let's say it's a person who has cancer or something like that, and they're in great pain. Would one of your nurses be able to maybe talk with people about taking either a CBD oil or a tincture or whatever? Can the nurses, the cannabis nurses, go that far in what they can advise?
So they can educate patients about what their options are. You know, if someone has cancer and really needs palliation, I would really encourage them to find a cannabis doctor or a cannabis advanced practice registered nurse and make sure they have their medical recommendation and support them going forward from there. What a lot of cannabis nurses do, and they work independently, just to make that clear, we're an organization, but we don't get into the actual practice. So a lot of nurses out there have their own own businesses, I guess you would say, like limited liability corporations. And so that's how they get patients that they work with. And again, their focus is going to be on educating the patient. In addition to focusing on just the use of cannabis, our standard and scope of practice also states that nurses should be supporting patients to enhance their endocannabinoid system tone. So they may, you know, educate around things like doing yoga, getting acupuncture, having a massage, changing their diet, reducing their stress. All those things help to endocannabinoid system to function more fully and up to its full potential.
Now, if a nurse, a cannabis nurse, can she be in a hospital, or is there no way that a hospital would accept a cannabis nurse to even give out education?
You know, hospitals, to my knowledge right now, do not employ anyone in the position of something called a cannabis nurse. We have plenty of members that are nurses that work in hospitals, but most likely they aren't in that setting talking to their patients about cannabis. And of course, again, the laws around this vary from state to state. And even so, in my state, which is Maine, patients that have their medical recommendation can go into the hospital and their cannabis products, they can't be smoked or inhaled, and they have to be administered, either self-administered or administered by a third party, you know, like a family member or a friend. No one from the hospital can be involved in that. So, but there are plenty of nurses out there that are working independently and supporting patients that come to them because they're not getting the help that they need in the traditional setting.
Now, how do patients find out about a cannabis nurse?
That's a good question. They could always do, you know, a Google search for cannabis nurse in their area. They can also contact us, and we can see if we have people that we can refer them to. But yeah, I think that's sort of an ongoing issue, is getting patients connected to the knowledge and the support that they need.
Do these nurses, the cannabis nurses, do they often work with physicians who also are involved with cannabis? Let's take a state like California or Oregon, which probably have some of the so-called most liberal laws in terms of cannabis. Do any of them work together?
So there are, you know, there are groups that, particularly when it comes to the recommendation process, they'll have a doctor and then they'll have, you know, several nurse practitioners as well. Again, that depends on the state law. I know in California, also in Maine, nurse practitioners can be part of that recommendation process. And that's kind of, you know, the patient's first entry into the world of cannabis medicine. So, but even there can be restrictions. You know, cannabis is such an interesting medicine because it's very much self-titrated. So there's some great websites, too. There's a website, healer.com, healer.com, that Dr. Dustin Sulak here in Maine developed. It has great resources for patients about how they can begin to use their cannabis medicine. But one thing that we always try and encourage is for patients to really start low with the THC dosing, to really pay attention to any side effects they're having.
Now, what do you mean by low? How low?
So
milligrams?
As low as 1 milligram of THC.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, ingesting that, there's various ways to ingest it and seeing what the effects are. And if they're not getting relief of symptomology, then, you know, going up to 2 to 2.5 milligrams and so forth. And ideally, to avoid adverse effects for most patients and to avoid having increased tolerance, around 30 milligrams of THC a day is kind of a maximum that I have seen in the literature. And after that point, there's not necessarily returning benefits, and there's a higher risk for side effects. And, of course, whole plant medicine, or what we call the entourage effect, where the patient has access to medicine that's not just CBD or not just THC, has the other, there's over 100 cannabinoids in the cannabis plant that interact with our own body system. And there's also essential oils called terpenes that interact as well.
Well, thank you so much. You've given us so much information. And I appreciate the fact that you've taken the time out to talk with us. And perhaps later days, if you have any more information about what's happening, we'd love to hear from you and have you on the show again.
Sounds great. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. And for all of the people, if you want more information, you can go to their website. That's called American Cannabis Nurses Association. And we are very pleased to have next week, we hope, somebody from football who is definitely a, shall we say, a supporter of cannabis. So until next week, this is Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Thank you.